Good evening. I'm Benjamin Ernst, in for Rebecca Wertel.
And I'm Laura Brady. Tonight on the KBCI...
2010 marks the 30th anniversary of the first Native American casino in the United States. But in the last 2 years, the fortunes of many American Indian casinos have, along with the economy, gone south. In Washington state, some tribes have seen casino revenues drop by up to 30%. The Nooksack and Snoqualmie are struggling with casino debt, and the Skokomish have shut down their gaming operations in the face of mounting losses. Meanwhile, in Canada, where native gaming exists in only four provinces, one industrious tribe has built a successful and innovative non-casino destination enterprise. Inkmeep Cellars is North America's first native-owned winery. It's quickly establishing a reputation that is putting the Osoyoos Indian Band on the world's wine map. Toby Nelson visited the tribal reserve and has this report.
The Osoyoos Indian Band is part of the Okanagan Nation, and it spans from up near Vernon down into Washington. Our people are called Okanagan. Our language is also called Okanagan, but it is a form of Interior Salish.
Lindsay Anderson is guest services manager at Inkmeep Cellars and a member of the Osoyoos Indian Band. Inkmeep Cellars opened 8 years ago and has seen steady growth in that time. They've produced a number of award-winning wines made from grapes grown on tribal lands.
When we started in 2002, we had a couple of thousand cases of wine. Our production was very small because it was our first year opening. We quickly, over the years, bumped up production to 18,000 cases, and that's where we're sitting right now. We've seen a huge increase in visitors from our first year till last year. We're seeing thousands of people per season. Sometimes it can be over 500 per day in the busy season.
With only about 200 registered members of working age, the Osoyoos Band is a small group. Steady employment for many band members comes through a network of 11 tribal enterprises that capitalize on the scenic remoteness of the band's territory. The flagship of these businesses is the Inkmeep Cellars.
You know, the Inkmeep Cellars is a real positive venture in a lot of different fronts, not only from the business aspect and the employment opportunities from the Osoyoos Indian Band, but I think we're making some quality wines, and we've got a very unique atmosphere as far as the winery setting, sort of located in South Okanagan in the desert country, and pretty unique experience to actually come and visit the winery as well.
Randy Picton is the chief winemaker at Inkmeep Cellars, a position he's held since the winery opened in 2002.
One of the more important things that I do here, not only trying to make wines that showcase the vineyards, basically all of our grapes are harvested from Osoyoos Indian Band land, so native land, but there's also the aspect of the training opportunities that I have, and one of my biggest opportunities, I guess, is to train some Osoyoos Indian Band members to become involved in the winemaking industry. And so far made great strides in that direction. We've got Justin Hall, who we've just recently promoted to the assistant winemaker position, an Osoyoos Indian Band member, and my other cellar worker, another native member from the Stolo Band in the Chilliwack area. We're making great progress in that regard, and I think it's a really unique opportunity.
The staff at Inkmeep and other Osoyoos enterprises have created what's been called a model for native commercial enterprises in Canada. Unemployment among First Nations peoples across Canada is more than 12%. In the Osoyoos Band, however, unemployment is statistically non-existent. Clarence Louis is a long-serving chief of the Osoyoos Indians and a driving force in the band's vitalization. He says heavy investment of tribal revenue and economic development is one of the keys to Osoyoos success. Louis notes that most Canadian tribes devote more than 95% of income to social programs. That's a trend he's tried to buck. But it's not just economic success the Inkmeep Cellars is bringing to the Osoyoos. The wines themselves have gained a reputation as product that can hold their own. Mike Clausen blogs about the British Columbia wine scene at bcwinelover.com.
Anybody who's been around for a little while knows of the struggles that First Nations have had within Canada and the United States in terms of unemployment, in terms of economy. It's a good story from the economic standpoint. It's an even better story, really, from the wine standpoint, because the wine's in some of the driest, rockiest, toughest place, but man, it produces some really great grapes and some really good wine.
For KBCS, I'm Toby Nelson.